White, Ashfield, New South Wales, Australia, September 18, 1894. Dear son Edson, Uncle Stephen, your mother, and Emily Campbell left Granville this morning at 9 a.m. for Sydney to visit the dentist to have sets of teeth made for Uncle Stephen and your mother. We were to meet Brother Kellogg on the ground, engaged to locate our camp meeting, and we were to consult together in regard to 2 weeks' labor in Parramatta, Kellyville, and Seven Hills. Brother McCullough moved yesterday into a good-sized cottage on the ground. There is a stable, also water and gas, so that much expense will be avoided in renting the grounds and cottage, which will accommodate quite a number. I was dressed at 12 o'clock last night and wrote several pages to you, but Marion refused to let them go without being copied, so I felt disappointed, for I wished you to have what the Spirit of God prompted me to write. But I thought next mail goes in less than 10 days, so I will not take the matter too much to heart. But now I learn, in reading the steamer mail news, that the Vancouver steamer does not leave until tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I had Dr. Kellogg telegraph back to Granville to get matter copied to go on the evening mail instead of the noon mail, so I hope you will receive the letters your mother has written to you. I did not feel able to go on to Sydney and be in the confusion of the carriages and cars. I have not sat up scarcely any since coming to this new place, but brace up to trace these lines. Uncle Stephen, Dr. Kellogg, and Emily went on 6 miles to the center of the city, and I am some rested. The infants' home building joins these premises. My son, I accept your reasons as sound, only you do not wish to leave the work. I could have wished it if the Lord so willed, for there is a great work to be done in this country, and you could help me very much in the preparation of the book you desire so much to see. I would not ask you to throw up the work which I believe the Lord would be pleased to have had someone do long ago. My heart has been sorely pained over this subject, and I cannot see how our people, who are supposed to be light-bearers to the world, can in so large a measure exclude the colored race because of the non-Christ-like prejudice of the people who claim to be Christians. We need men and women with moral courage to undertake this work. I have been unwilling to encourage you in this work, but when the evidence is of such a character that doubt means sin, I surrender and say, let the Lord work through whom He will. I am ashamed, when I consider the light God has given, and yet scarcely a move made, with the exception of a few scattering, feeble efforts. I say to you, my son, follow your invisible leader. Move straight forward in much humility of mind. Put faith, not in men, but in the Lord God of Israel. I have ordered a draft sent to you of $100, as a donation to the missionary work to be done in the South, to be used in any way that seems essential for the time when it reaches you. I hope and pray for you. I want you to be of good courage in the Lord. You cannot trust in men or make flesh your arm, but trust in the Lord Jehovah, who has everlasting might. I want something to be done for the South which has not been done, but in my mind I have held you back, for I did want you, my children, to unite with me in getting out a number of books, while at the same time you could be ministering to the needy flock of God. But when I saw by your letter how you were exercised, I believed that the Lord Jesus who had sought for you, and His own arm brought salvation, was educating you to have confidence in Him, as a child has confidence in his parent. And what am I that I should withstand God? I was sure just such things would come to try you as have come. Men are too willing to be agents to interpose themselves between souls and God. They would guide the arm and hand of God to suit their ideas and feelings. Again I say, walk humbly with God in faith. Your own course of wisdom, of Christ's likeness and character, Christian forbearance, virtue and steadfastness of purpose, if condemned by the best men that live, through error of judgment, must not lead you to fail or become discouraged. Satan knows how many times you have been discouraged when you looked to men and depended on their sanction. And because you thought they did not encourage you, you have turned your face away from the Son of Righteousness and walked away from God. Treat every man carefully, respectfully, but not as God. The Lord has shown thee that it is good to deal justly, to walk humbly with God, but Christ alone can and will be your helper in every strait place. He is the refuge into which His people may run and be safe. Your soul belongs to Jesus Christ. It is of value with God. And what will man give in exchange for his soul? I entreat you and your associates, for I look upon you as one, look to Jesus, practice the character of Christ, through being a partaker of the divine nature. The Lord will do everything for His truth, everything for the salvation of your souls. I pray for your entire company, and am oft blessed in so doing. I am so grateful that Jesus Christ is your friend. Only believe. The end of all things is at hand. Go forward. Diffuse the light among the colored people. The Lord will, if you seek wisdom of Him, give to you largely of His Holy Spirit. I do fear and tremble for you all, knowing that the enemy will try his every snare and device to divert you from every heavenly plan. But you need not fail nor be discouraged. Keep your eye single to the glory of God. Put on every piece of the armor. Let nothing like defiance come into your experience. If Jesus is your captain, obey His orders. Pray much and contemplate the character of Christ Jesus, and you will become changed from glory to glory, from character to a higher, purer character, until you are complete in Jesus Christ. You have gone thus far in your preparation for your mission in the southern field, and I say, do not abandon the work which seems to bear the signature of heaven. If some fierce waves dash over, look and trust. Uncle Stephen has come. We return home. Mother.